To him this morning, I've had discussions with him over a number of days, and I haven't seen all the statements, but he would have made that decision based on his professional expertise.
Okay.
So it would be premature for me to say that they should have been charged for
murder. So you don't have access to that same
as opposed to manslaughter. I will have in due course.
But you don't have that.
No, but I don't. What I do have is the eyewitness account of what would have transpired, and also the post-mortem report, including the most recent post-mortem report that has since been forwarded to the Director of Public Prosecutions.
Right. So the officers are still in custody?
Yes, the officers, they're in custody, and they remanded until Friday when they would appear before the St. David's Magistrate Court for the purpose of the bail hearing.
Okay. I have a question. Obviously, I'm not going to direct it to the Mr. Bartholomew's wife. I'll direct it to you, because maybe you can answer it as well.
Yes, and she's not going to answer any questions. She
right, I understand that. Is it true that she was denied access to her husband after the incident?
Well, the difficulty that she's had is that she's had difficulty in locating the body when the body was moved from the hospital to the morgue. And she didn't know where the body was.
Right.
She was given certain information that she could not have seen, like what if the fact that it was now in police custody. So that would have no doubt would have infuriated her, and she would have felt a certain level of discomfort in relation to that.
Right. So it wasn't a case of she was denied access while he was still alive?
Well, I'll leave that question for you to answer. No. As far as I know, no. As far as I know, when he was in hospital, she would not have had the unrestricted access that you would have had. Whether or not it's sufficient to say that she was denied access, she may have a different view on it by virtue of the fact that it's your husband and he's wounded, and no doubt you'd want to see him unabated.
Right.
And the fact that you haven't been allowed to see him, of course, that would raise certain suspicions. But I wouldn't cast any aspersion as to whether or not she was allowed or not allowed.
Okay.
You know, ultimately it resulted in the death. Whether or not she was allowed to see him or not is really secondary, because he had already died.
Okay. Also, one more question. You're asking for the public to be calm and collective in this time. And obviously spirits are running high, because what I saw today, it's a little bit far from calm. And there's demonstrations going on in town right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us your opinion. Do you think it's going to stay that way?
Well, it shouldn't stay that way. I've had discussions with the family this morning, and I've indicated to them that now we have five persons who are charged. We are calling for an open investigation. We got the investigation. We got five persons charged. Allow the process to now take its course, and try not to influence the process in any way. In other words, what we were asking for, an independent report, post-mortem report. We got that, albeit at our request, and we actually got Dr. Daisley here at our cost. And we also asked him for an independent investigation. We were sure that we get an independent investigation. Thus far, five persons has been charged. So at least, as it stands now, we can see that our enforcement officials, they're not cornered, but they were in the position now to do what they had to do. And five person has been charged. Now allow the system to work.
Derek, a couple of questions for you. First of all, I'm hearing from certain quarters that the female police officer was not actually wearing a uniform when this incident happened. And supposedly that comes from a source who claims that the wife of Mr. Bartholomew said so. Could you tell us, please, whether or not that is true?
Well, I'm not privy to all the statements. During the course of my dealings, that has been the most insignificant part of my concern. I haven't spoken to her in relation to whether or not she was wearing a police uniform or not. So that would lie in the domain of the investigating officers.
All right. You also, at your last press conference, you were pretty thorough in telling us about the results of the first autopsy. Could you go into similar detail regarding the second autopsy?
What I could say is that the second autopsy is much more thorough, it's much more descriptive, and much more incise in relation to the injuries that I spoke about in the first autopsy. And it's much, it has described much more injuries in detail, and possibly what could have caused those injuries.
Eyewitness. How many eyewitness reports are there at the police?
There is a total of two eyewitnesses who I'm aware of.
Who you're aware of.
Mm.
And